This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, May 9th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House Ag GOP members pledge increase in reference prices. Meeting between Dems postponed and Elanco expects Bovaer approval soon. House Ag Republicans pledge significant reference price boost. Republicans on the House Agriculture Committee are promising that row crop producers will see a, quote, meaningful boost in reference prices in their new farm bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania confirmed to AgriPulse yesterday there will be different increases in statutory reference prices depending on the commodity. Representative Austin Scott of Georgia told AgriPulse's Noah Wicks the boost will, quote, be enough that it will be meaningful. It will help the farmers. Our goal is to push the reference prices as high as we can to where it makes for a difference the American farmer in the case of commodity collapse. And at the same time, we're not going to do anything that guarantees anybody a profit because that's not good for production agriculture. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota echoed that sentiment. We need a dramatic increase in reference prices. I know that Chairman Thompson and the rest of the committee understands that, and I have every expectation that we're going to get there. Now keep in mind, the draft Senate bill, Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan outlined in a section-by-section summary last week, would increase price loss coverage reference prices for cotton, rice, and peanuts by 5%. The reference price escalator, which raises reference prices following periods of high commodity prices, would be updated to reflect recent price trends. PLC triggers payments for years when the average market price for a commodity is below the reference price. Canceled House votes delay Stabenow meeting. Chairwoman Stabenow was supposed to meet with House Ag Democrats this morning to talk about her draft. However, the meeting was postponed after the House canceled votes planned for today. House Ag Democrats met privately yesterday afternoon to discuss the bill. We don't have text yet. We're talking about what some of our priorities are, said Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts. Until you see the text and know what you're dealing with, that's where the rubber meets the road, said Representative Don Davis of North Carolina. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Elanco projects Bovaer approval this month. Elanco Animal Health says it plans to start selling the methane-reducing feed additive Bovaer this year following approval by the FDA. On an earnings call, CEO Jeff Simmons said the product, which Elanco is licensing from the Dutch company Royal DSM, is now in the U.S. and ready for labeling. It's bagged and ready to go, Simmons said. FDA's decision to clear the product for commercial use is expected before the end of the month, the company said. Full approval of two other products also is expected in the coming months, which should contribute to, quote, an expected $600 million to $700 million of revenue from new product innovations in 2025, Simmons said. We appreciate the FDA's commitment to maintaining high standards for risk and science-based review while balancing the need to quickly bring solutions to the market, Simmons said. The regulatory process for Bovaer underscores the need for the FDA's innovation agenda to modernize our regulatory process. In February, the agency withdrew its policy that treated feed ingredients as animal drugs, a move applauded by the dairy industry in part because of the 8-year process it has taken to review Bovaer. On those earnings, the company reported first quarter revenue of $1.2 billion, down about 4% from a year ago. Net income also fell from $103 million to $32 million. Cattle revenue was steady, but swine and aquaculture revenue fell. Only poultry delivered an increase from $183 million to $197 million. Industry consumer groups urge Congress to address state food safety funding. A diverse slate of consumer and industry groups have joined forces to push Congress to include a line item in FDA's FY25 appropriation to ensure stable funding for state and local food safety programs. In a letter to House and Senate appropriators, over 21 groups highlighted the budgetary uncertainty these programs face despite their large role in the national food safety system. States conduct a significant portion of inspections reported as completed by the FDA or through agency programs, often at a lower cost. However, these programs have historically lacked budgetary certainty or scrutiny, which impacts operations like hiring and training. Additionally, FDA recently warned that states are unlikely to receive about $34 million in carryover funds that they've grown accustomed to. This will decimate the ability of state and local programs to continue this level of partnership and greatly reduce the activity of food protection provided by these frontline programs, the group say in a letter. Signatories include representatives from the Association of Food and Drug Officials, Consumer Brands Association, Consumer Reports, Consumer Federation of America, International Dairy Foods Association, National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, Western Growers, Pet Food Institute, and more. OSHA restructures to target Southeast states with food industry, chemical, ag, employment. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is restructuring its regional operations to better address work hazards faced by, quote, the growing worker population in 7 southern states. OSHA singled out, quote, the hazardous work done by people employed in food processing, construction, heavy manufacturing, and chemical processing. A new Birmingham, Alabama regional office will oversee operations in that state, as well as Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and the Florida Panhandle. On the new regional map, Arkansas and Louisiana move from the Dallas region, while Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, and Tennessee, along with the Florida Panhandle, move from the Atlanta region. U.S. and Philippines talk trade. U.S. and Philippines trade officials held a series of constructive meetings yesterday on agriculture and labor issues under the two countries' Trade and Investment Framework Agreement, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says. The Agriculture Working Group, quote, discussed ways to further strengthen agricultural trade between the two countries, as well as the importance of biotechnology and innovation in meeting food security and sustainability goals, USTR says. USTR recently put out a report saying U.S. agricultural exports, quote, are significantly inhibited by the high in quota tariffs for agricultural products under the Philippines Tariff Rate Quota Program, which has subjected sugar, corn, coffee, potatoes, pork, and poultry products to in-quota tariffs ranging from 30 to 50%. The talks are in preparation for a meeting on the framework agreement in July. Here's today's He Said It. I thought that was a resounding vote that happened here. Enough of the silliness. I mean, if you're going to be in Congress, let's be serious about getting things done. That House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson, after the House overwhelmingly rejected Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, May 9th. brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.